So, welcome to today's deep dive into the Notes on the Laws of Life workbook. Specifically, we are gearing you up for Chapter 11, Day 6 today.
Right, the self-audit day.
Exactly. And our mission today is really to figure out how you actively write your own mental code so you can shatter those self-imposed barriers keeping you stuck in a maze. But I want you to think about this right out of the gate. What if the biggest obstacle standing in your way right now is entirely a figment of your own imagination?
That is such a powerful hook, you know, because as a neuroscientist, I look at how the brain actually builds these artificial walls. But to break them down, specifically for day 6 of this workbook, you are going to need absolute brutal honesty with yourself.
Yeah, I mean, no one else is going to see these answers.
Exactly. Your audit is completely private. So if you hedge your responses or kind of sugarcoat your excuses, you are literally just sabotaging the neural rewiring you spent the last 5 days building.
From a psychology standpoint, we are masters of self-deception. But let's talk about that rewiring process. Earlier this week, you built this custom daily stack, right? 3 code rewrites, 3 distill points, and 2 quotes.
Which, if you run the math, gives you over 430 sextillion possible combinations.
Right. It is a totally customized mental operating manual just for you. But repeating those isn't just fluffy wishful thinking. Every time you review that stack and take action, you are practicing directed neuroplasticity. You're basically walking down a tangled, overgrown path in your brain with a machete.
And every time you hack away at those weeds, that solution-finding path gets wider, while your old excuse-making highway just overgrows from neglect. Which is exactly why this day 6 audit is vital. We need to see which paths you are actually clearing.
So let's get into the audit questions, the WALL method. Spurko uses that lucid dreaming analogy, right? Like, you know you're asleep, you're flying around like Superman, but you still can't walk through a dream roll because your mind expects it to be solid.
Yeah, it's that matrix concept. You know, there is no spoon. The wall only stops you because you decided it's a wall.
Right. So the first question in the audit is the W. What specifically is the wall you are facing right now? It forces you to define the barrier objectively with no emotion. So I'm totally putting you on the spot here. What is a wall you had to define recently?
Oh, man. Okay. I mean, to be totally honest, my wall was telling myself I was just too busy with neuroscience research to write a book.
Ah, the classic too busy excuse.
Exactly. It's so easy to hide behind. But that brings us to the A in the audit, which hits a lot harder. How do you accept that this wall of yours? I had to admit that my schedule is entirely my own creation. I built that busyness wall just to avoid the vulnerability of publishing my thoughts.
Whoa, wow. That's pretty deep.
Yeah, it wasn't fun to admit, but hey, I'm turning this around on you now. Let's look at the first L. Look for a way through. So as a psychology professor, how did you bypass a recent wall?
Okay, fair enough. Well, my wall was definitely academia's rigid publishing requirements. I told myself I needed all these prestigious journal articles to be taken seriously.
Right, the traditional academic trap.
Completely. But my way through was realizing I could just bypass the journals entirely. I could start talking directly to people who just wanted to learn. You know, installing a door or tunneling under the wall instead of just banging my head against it.
Or realizing the wall isn't even real, which is what Spurko did, right? He bypassed academia to reach 200,000 students without a PhD.
Exactly. And that leads perfectly to the final L in the audit. What action did you leverage today? Because action is what exposes whether a barrier is real or just in your head.
Right, because from a cognitive standpoint, action gives your brain the feedback loop it needs to verify reality. If you just stand there staring at a problem, your brain keeps treating it like an impenetrable wall.
Yeah, the exact moment you take a step, like finally registering that LLC you've been putting off, you force your brain to recognize the barrier was an illusion.
So that is the micro scenario you need to evaluate today. Look at your audit. Where did you take action and where did you just stare at the wall? And hey, do not forget the maintenance work.
Oh, right. The daily review.
Yes. Keep running through your stack 3 times a day, your 3 code rewrites, 3 distill points, and 2 quotes. And of course, do not skip your bedtime question. You have to keep hacking that forest path.
Absolutely. And just a heads up, tomorrow is going to be a light and easy day, but it will bring us right into the next law and module.
Yeah.
But listen, if you don't actively design your life and break down these walls now, you are going to end up living a life designed by social engineers.
Yeah, effectively just becoming a rat in a maze.
Right. So I want to leave you with this. Think about the biggest excuse you're using right now to avoid taking action. What if that limitation is just a wall you dreamed up? What happens the exact moment you decide to just walk through it?